Here's a question on fortune tellers, card readers, spiritualists, and other such people that claim to have power over luck, the future, the dead, whatever. Since they do not actually possess these abilities, should these people be prosecuted for fraud if they sell these alleged services? No, certainly not. Ideas, no matter how irrational, are outside the province of the government. The fact that these ideas are totally irrational doesn't mean the government has a justification for coming in and stopping them. All philosophies make promises. All religions promise heaven or some form of it. Socialism promises utopia. Objectivism promises happiness that no other philosophy can deliver. Now, is the government supposed to judge which of these is true and which of these is fraudulent? I mean, that would be the end of free speech, the end of freedom. There is no legally definable fraud, no matter how crazy the promise is, if it's for something that the person voluntarily goes into and accepts. Now, there's a law against material fraud. You tell the guy you'll deliver the piano to his house, he gives you $1,000, and you take off and don't. That's fraud, but that is not what you're talking about here. Never give the government any power over deciding whether an idea is rational or not. Any idea.